What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Rams beat the Vikings last night. It was not a very good football game. Five of the six games in the first round of the playoffs were not particularly good football games. So, I don't know. I guess maybe we don't need to keep expanding the playoffs, but they can if they want to. They can do whatever they want. Here's Kevin O'Connell after the game, the head coach of the Vikings, talking about Sam Darnold.
I just want to say, you know, I think it's very important we all think about, you know, Sam's body of work, what he was able to do this year. When not very many people thought he would be able to lead a team to 14 wins. Very rare for a quarterback in their first year. In fact, it is rare, the most wins by a first-year quarterback with a team. And just the way he came in, committed himself to just a daily process to be the best version of himself. It did not work out in the end. And I think Sam would be the first one to tell you.
You going to bring him back? You gonna bring him back?
Great follow up.
Yeah.
What do you think he would say?
Well, we're still in the process of processing right now.
The process is always a long no, isn't it?
Yeah. You gonna bring him back?
Remember when Jimmy Lake got asked about on Monday last week, and they were in the process?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I guess the price would have to be right.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's the thing about it.
Whoever's gonna give Sam the most money is where Sam should go.
Exactly. And so then that goes back to is it going to be a bidding war? Because think about it, there's teams that need Sam Darnold to be their starting quarterback.
Right.
I mean, just because of the shortage of starting quarterbacks right now,
sure.
And where this draft is as far as quarterbacks that are coming to the league. So, what is the market? What is going to be the opportunities for Sam? Because obviously he wants to be a starter.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Sam is looking at it. Him and his representation are probably going into a we want to be the starter. You know, we're not coming in a quarterback competition or anything like that.
No, and if he gets paid you said the market was now for him, which is like $40 million,
he's gonna be a starter. Yes.
Yeah, I mean, you're not paying a competition $40 million.
Right.
It's just, you know, if he would have played, like, there's an alternate universe where the Falcons game that he had happens in the playoffs, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, if the Rams win another game or the Falcons, you know, because he ended up playing a division champion, like, if the Vikings played the Falcons in that game and he throws for 5 touchdowns and has the best game of his life, he gets $50 million.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, for them, he did that in November, and then what happened at the end of the season may be a little bit more accurate about what he is in big games.
But that's what I'm saying, because it's him, though. You know what I mean? Like, because he had everything riding on this next big payday on these next two games. Now, you go watch the game, he didn't get protected worth a damn,
but
he missed a lot.
Especially,
you know,
in the Lions.
He missed a lot.
Yeah.
And then you look at it from a standpoint, well, why was the blitz getting to you? Did you react quick enough? I mean, even though it might have been the fact he got sacked 9 times, they'll probably blame 6 of them on him. Because he didn't go where he needed to go with the ball.
Some of them definitely were.
You know what I'm saying? Like, he held the ball for like 4 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
You can't win playing quarterback in this league, hold the ball 4 seconds.
No.
They're going to get you. They're going to get you, and they're going to get you to the tune of 9 damn times. And so, so there's going to be a market for Sam, because there's always markets for quarterbacks. I think Sam Darnold is a good quarterback. I just think we've seen the best of what Sam Darnold is.
Yeah, I think so, too. I mean, it just reminds me so much of kind of the Geno Smith resurrection a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And he got a nice contract.
Mm-hmm.
But now, a couple years later, they're like, damn, what are we going to do with Geno Smith?
But I mean, but the thing about it is that they've...
Baker...
But they went, like, Coach McDonald's already pretty much come out and said Geno's going to be your starting quarterback next year.
Right.
Now, is this
the second time?
The second time.
First time he was asked, he's like, I guess
he's here.
Yeah.
I guess he's here. But, I mean, yeah. So, I mean, it's going to be a situation where Sam is going to, like you said, whoever's going to give him the most money, don't know who that is.
Yeah.
Does he go back to the Giants looking on him? Because they're in a standpoint where a lot of people think that they gave Brian Daboll them this year so they can stink again, get a high pick. And then be able to draft their quarterback and get them a new head coach to partner with their coach.
Yeah. I'm just looking at all options.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, obviously the Jets need a quarterback. He's not going there. Like, that, you know, that happened.
Oh, yeah.
It's not going to happen
no.
again. You said the Giants. Like,
I mean, he's better than Danny Dom, whatever the hell his Cutler's name is.
He is.
Vito Cutler.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He is. But they also have the third pick, right? Yes. So they're going to draft a quarterback most likely. So, you know, I mean.
But that's what I'm saying. Do they want to take a quarterback here?
49ers?
They want to take a quarterback here and then have.
What if they pay him instead of Brock Purdy?
I'll have to see that. But if you look at the Giants, they take a young quarterback and they stink. They're going to fire Brian Daboll anyway.
Right.
And then you got a young quarterback out there stuck.
The Raiders?
I can see that.
Sam Darnold in the desert?
I can see that. I can see that.
Have the number one pick, so they're not going to do that. They're going to take a quarterback. Yeah, I don't know. I'm just trying to think of, like, who's going to, like, bidding war idea. I just don't know where that comes from.
Yeah.
I don't know if that could possibly happen.
He'll be the number one quarterback as far as veteran quarterback.
What about Russell Wilson? Russell Wilson said hopes and plans to return to the Steelers next season.
He's
obviously headed into free agency.
Yeah. I mean, and he's looking at it from a standpoint of he's done enough to be able to garner at least one more year. You know,
yeah.
But the thing about it, garnering one more year, he ain't coming back on a vet minimum.
No,
he's not going to do that.
Right.
And then there's rumors that they want to sign Justin Fields. If you sign Justin Fields, are you telling me you're going to let him be the starter? Are you going to build this offseason around Justin Fields, allow him to be the starter? I don't know how that goes.
Mike Tomlin is such a good coach that they're in a bad spot.
Yes,
like they can't be bad enough to actually get high up in the draft and draft a quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
Like if Mike Tomlin's your coach, worst case scenario, you're going to be
in the playoffs, right?
Or at least 9-8. Like he doesn't have losing seasons, never has.
But that's the narrative that we've talked about before the season. I'm like, you think if they do that again and they would they be like, okay, enough? Damn it, he doesn't have losing. Regular seasons. All right, whoop-de-damn-do.
Cool. We'd like to win a playoff game at some
point. This is Pittsburgh, man. We're talking about this is Steel City. Yeah. This is championship town.
The standard is not to limp into the playoffs and get dismissed by the Ravens. The standard is to compete for championships.
Yes.
They obviously have not done that for a long time. The reason is they haven't had a quarterback.
When they had Ben Roethlisberger, they were in the mix.
Yeah, they haven't had that guy since then. So, again, I don't know. I mean, you could do a full franchise reset if you want. I wouldn't. I'd keep Mike Tomlin around and try to get him a quarterback. Hard part is getting him a quarterback when you're right in the middle every single year.
You get guys like Kenny Pickett.
You get Kenny Pickett. You get Russell Wilson.
Yeah.
who was there before Kenny Pickett?
Mason Rudolph.
He got beat with his own helmet on national TV.
Mitch Trubisky.
Oh, Trubisky.
Oh, God.
It's terrible. This is not good.
No.
These are
9-8 team and barely getting the playoffs and losing in the first round of the playoffs.
But these are teams that still somehow made the playoffs.
Yes, because they're coach.
Because Tomlin's such a good coach.